This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, shoot. I just closed the screen I needed. Hang on. So stupid. It's God. Right, it's hard to not have things printed out. You know, that's... Although, we're certainly saving some trees during this whole thing. I'm going to start with telling you who the trash is brought to you by. Scott Capurro is self-involved. That's the name of his show. And he's doing it from his house every Saturday night. He actually has a special guest, and they're going to be apparently 10 feet apart, he says. This guy, Steve Osborne, is actually going to open this show for him. So if you are following him already on Instagram, lucky you, you get to see. I mean, he's doing a short show every night at 8 o'clock. On Instagram, and he does a kind of a long form thing on Saturday night. And so if you're looking for a little entertainment on Saturday night, there's an idea for you right there. This week, we started doing something where we're checking in with people who aren't self-isolating, and those are specifically the people who are essential workers. And it's a pretty broad spectrum. Like earlier today, we talked to Jennifer, who's a paramedic. Yesterday we talked to a guy who is 3D printing face shield, and to a labor and delivery nurse, because people are still having babies, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. So who do we have lined up for us right now, Bernie?
Today we have Jennifer. She's the executive director of student nutrition services for the SF school district. She's talking about on a regular school day, they provide 30,000 meals to children across the city. But since last Tuesday's employees are coming in every day and putting together meal bags for nutritious meals for children to take home. These folks are coming in despite the shelter in place across the state because they know how much the babies need it, you know, their babies. They're leaving their families, even their own children, to do this. So I think we have her on the line. Yeah, Nicole?
Jennifer, are you there?
Hey there. Yeah. Good morning.
Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
How are you? So tell me your title once again, essential worker.
So I'm the head lunch lady of San Francisco Unified
School. You're the lunch lady. We
Get
love the lunch
out
lady.
Of here.
Oh, that's funny. So you guys are continuing to provide meals for people who maybe count on these meals.
This Hold is, on. This is Jennifer, can I just ask you a quick question? So
Please.
You said that with such a smile on your face. I could hear the smile on your face. Is
yes.
that your move? Is the I'm the head lunch lady? Is that your when you intro yourself to people?
It can be. It depends on my audience. And so with this particular audience, for sure, I'm definitely the head lunch lady.
How fun. Okay, I'm so sorry to cut you off, Sarah. Go
no.
on.
No, I mean, honestly, we're all like, who doesn't have memories of the lunch lady?
Right.
You know? Although
have a hairnet on right now, but yes.
No. Oh, well, that's, you know, acceptable. It's fine. You're an essential
Thank you.
Worker.
Thank you.
When I was a kid, we had this one lunch lady, and man, she was so mean. Like, she would just give you'd be like, could I please have a little bit more mashed potatoes than that? And she would just, you know, I guess they have to make it stretch through the whole school. But actually, so you guys are providing lunches for, I assume, for people who maybe wouldn't get to have some lunch if it wasn't for you guys providing that.
Exactly it. I mean, our families depend on our school meal program during a regular school year, and now, as we are in this point of crisis, our families are really needing it. Families are losing their jobs or they're having to stay at home because our schools are closed. And so they just don't have access. So we're not only San Francisco Unified, but up and down the state and across the country, our lunch ladies and gents are staying open and we're providing these meals for our family every day.
Well, it is terribly inconvenient, our whole need to eat thing. Yeah. So it's nice that you guys are out there. What are you, how are you, having a hazmat up every day, or how are you dealing with this whole thing?
Well, we're definitely ensuring social distancing, and we're using everything from signs to sidewalk chalk to make sure that folks are staying separated while they're queuing up in line. And then we're just making sure that we're passing food to our customers at times in different locations. People are even doing drive-up service, but San Francisco is such a public transit and walking community. We don't have that ability to do that in our community. So people are walking up to schools, and we're just passing out bags. Right now, this week, we're doing it daily, and then next week, we're moving to really help ensure the shelter in place. We're starting to do multi-day food bags. So on Monday, families are going to be getting food for Monday and Tuesday, and on Wednesday, they're going to be getting bags with Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday meals.
Wow. So do you need volunteers? Is there, or is this something you guys are able to handle? That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. Right now, we're doing pretty good with staff, and but money is always really appreciated. We do have this gap, and we're trying to fulfill a need. So if folks go to sfusd.edu/school food, there's a way for you to sign up to donate, but also to sign up to volunteer as well, because we might get to the point where we do need volunteers.
Right, and that's, you know, that's feeding people is probably among the most important things. I guess behind immediate health care needs, you know, we need to eat. That's one
exactly.
of the things about being a human. Well, Jennifer, thank you. Anybody you'd like to do a shout out to, somebody to thank, or someone just to say hi to?
Well, I just really want to thank all of my folks that are going out there every day, and all of the school lunch heroes across the country and up and down mm-hmm. the state. And I really want to appreciate my sister, Buffy, for encouraging me. Yes, Buffy, for encouraging me to sign up for this. And she's a big fan of you and Vinny. And I've been listening to you guys since you started. So I really appreciate everything you're doing. And thanks for staying on the waves and keeping us going,
it
too.
It feels like the least we can do,
right.
quite frankly,
thank you
when
so
we hear
much,
about
Jennifer.
What some people are doing out there. Thank you for being
cool.
a hero.
Hey, Jennifer, by the way, can you repeat that website again? sfusd.edu/ what was that?
School food.
School food. Okay.
And are we going to be putting links up to some of these?
Yes, actually, we're going to have a homepage on the radioatlas.com for all of our Capeless heroes, and where you can find their information and how you can help.
Perfect. Jennifer, thank you so much for everything that you've done. And to your friend, to your sister, Buffy, thank you for listening. And thank you for being part of the show today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
You
thank
too.
You. Thank you.
And actually, we've had quite a few people on the last couple of days. This is, I think that, so it sounds like at RadioAlice.com, there's going to be some kind of a mm-hmm. page that people can go to if you hear something that sparks your interest, or you're thinking about a volunteer position, or you want to just donate some money to some of these awesome causes. We'll have a setup there. And Bryn, get us like a search term, you know, however we're going to be titling that. Because it's something we should talk about, too. And if you'd like to be on, or if you just want to do some shout-outs, or if you want us to shout you out, send an email to bryn@radioalice.com. B-R-Y-N at radioalice.com. La, la. Concerts and music festivals will be replaced by live stream performances through the next weeks and months. So this makes sense. Twitch is... I'm not familiar with Twitch. Anybody? Twitch?
Yeah, I believe it's that video game, kind of like the YouTube for video games.
Okay. They're hosting a Stream Aid benefit show tomorrow morning, early. It's at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. It's happening at twitch.tv/Twitch, and it's a 12-hour-long charity benefit. Ellie Goulding, Diplo, Lauv, Charlie Puth, Jordan Sparks, DeAntword. Fortnite and Uno competitions, Joe Jonas, and I guess Drew Taggart from the Chainsmokers. This is an all-day thing that's happening tomorrow. So if you are familiar with Twitch.tv, they're doing Stream Aid. So there's something you can entertain yourself with.
I believe Twitch is like right around the corner from our office.
I feel like I have heard of Twitch. I just don't know exactly what it is.
They're
I guess
very
we'll
close by.
We'll be figuring these things out. All right, it's Friday. Hooray! All the new music comes out. on Fridays. Last week, what's that kid's name? Clayton Gray? Is that, do I have his name screwed up? And
something Gray.
And Delta Ray. We had some great music last week. Let's see if this week can measure up. First of all, Nine Inch Nails has surprised fans with two new albums. If you've been waiting for new music for them, there are two albums. They are free. They're called Ghosts 5 Together and Ghosts 6 Locust. They are on both Nine Inch Nails YouTube channel and on their official website. Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross shared a heartfelt message on Nine Inch Nails site. Music, whether listening to it, thinking about it, or creating it, has always been the thing that helped us get through anything, good or bad. With that in mind, we decided to burn the midnight oil, complete these new Ghosts records as a means of staying somewhat sane.
The Ghost records are numbered because there's a bunch of them, and I have some of them. I didn't look this up, and I wish I would have refreshed myself with them, but I believe there's no vocals on them.
Well, yep. We recently heard, it must have been Ghost 4, and it's sort of ambient music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is the same with these.
Okay.
So what did you grab off of the two new Nine Inch Nails records?
Here is A Really Bad Night.
It always feels like soundtrack music.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
Which he's doing now, so it's not a surprise.
I suppose this is, if you make it into albums, then people can just grab what they need for their, hey, is it okay to use this one song?
Here is When It Happens.
So dissonant. Maybe they're just effing around in the studio and, you know, tape it and throw it on a record.
Kind of, but there's people who love stuff like this.
Oh, sure.
I've gone, when I get tattoos, sometimes Grime will put on stuff that I'll sort of come out of it and go, what the hell are we listening to? And it's usually something weird like this. Like, he finds a weirdest.
It's Ghost 3, man. It's a classic.
Well, people like stuff like this.
It's true. All right, give me one more and then we'll move on to some of the other stuff.
All right, this next one is called Your New Normal.
Oh. This is the soundtrack to Stay Home To? Our New Normal?
Yeah, right.
This sounds like me walking around my yard yesterday. Get weeds, I'm gonna get you. Oh, I see you, little sprig of grass growing in the middle of my path. I'm gonna pull you out right now. Yeah, that's good. All right. There you go. Two new Nine Inch Nails records. They're free. They're on the YouTube channel, their official Nine Inch Nails YouTube channel, and their official website. So if you're a Nine Inch Nails fan, you got to have it. You got to have a soundtrack for your life and all the moods you're in. That's available for you. I wanted to say congratulations to Jane, who yesterday at 4:20 did an interview with Alec Benjamin. He's delightful. I watched that, and he is... he's cute as hell, and he did a song, and he just sings like a little angel, and he was friendly. So I thought one of the cutest things about it was, because they're on a split screen, you know, they're sharing the screen on Instagram. They were on the Alice973 Instagram, so the thing is still up there, and I'm sure they'll have archived that. You'll be able to watch her interview with him. She goes, okay, so it's going to be awkward because you're going to be on the screen singing and I'm just going to be watching you. So I decided to make a little sign. And you know how when the camera's facing you, it's actually a mirror image. So she figured out a way to write Alec Benjamin live on
backwards.
Alice or whatever it said backwards.
Good
and
for
she got,
her.
She didn't get all the letters right, but she figured it out. So she held that up, but then she's like peeking around it. Because she realized, I think she realized, oh, if I hold the sign up, I can't actually watch the show. So she's like peeking over the top, peeking under the bottom. It's a super crack up of an interview. Just the whole thing is, and he's great. I mean, he's just, I didn't know much about this guy. I knew nothing, I should say, about Alec Benjamin, who's got 1.3 million Insta followers and a zillion hits on YouTube. But he's a talented young man.
You know, Clarky, as a fan of yours, and I've been one for many years now,
thank
watching
you,
this
right
weird change you're experiencing is is interesting. This new you that is all over Instagram, posting pictures everywhere and catching every show. I mean, you have watched, you're supporting Kapuro, you're supporting Franti, you're checking
show.
Jane's show in the afternoon. I mean, this is
Eddie
really,
F. Don't forget about him.
It's pretty unprecedented, this level of plugged in you are living.
Well, it's been easy the last couple of weeks. I'm super bored. My son goes yesterday, he's like, you need an Instavention. Because I'm like, would you go live with me if we... He's like, no, Mom. And you need to stop.
Instavention, like an intervention.
Like
Got
that,
it.
But an Instavention.
Look
at your activity. See how many hours a day you're on there. I don't want to tell. I go probably six. He's like,
is this
more.
Younger son or?
Nah, it's older son. The older one that hangs out. The one that will talk to me. You know.
So he's home.
They're both home. They're both doing their classes online, and I can hear those going on, and it's nice having them here because I feel like I know where they are and I know they're safe. It's a bummer for them though. They're just talking. They're walking around the house talking to their friends on their phones and I know they're all wishing that they could be together. And even if they could be together, they can't hug or be near each other. So it's hard. It's a hard time for everybody. And certainly for the people like Jennifer that we just talked to that are out there actually interfacing with people, that's a whole thing. Anyway, Jane's thing was great yesterday. I just wanted to congratulate her on that. She texted
Amazing.
Me during, yeah, she texted me during that and,
Oh, she did?
She texted me, but now I can't figure out how to open it up on my computer again because I screwed the whole thing up. Hey, guys, Pearl Jam's got a new record out today. It's their 11th album. It's called Gigaton. And let's hear what Pearl Jam sounded like these days.
So you've heard a little bit of this song already. It's called Super Blood Wolf Moon.
I love his voice. Eddie's Another voice one? Is very recognizable.
I still love Pearl Jam so very much. I would go see them live anytime, anywhere. They're incredible.
Well, if live shows ever happen again, then you'll be able to. Give me. This is their 11th record, Gigaton. Give me more Pearl Jam. Give me more.
Whoever said?
Right. That's good. I hope it charts too, because I want rock albums. In the top 10.
As I look back on my... I can't even say how many concerts I've been to, but Pearl Jam, and these are shows from the 90s. Maybe they've, everybody gets a little more safe when they're older, myself included. But Pearl Jam is probably two of their shows that I saw are easily in my top 10 and maybe in my top 5 of all-time best concerts ever.
Well, let's hope that they'll tour this record once all this self-isolation stuff is over. Did you pull three from this?
Yeah,
give another Pearl Jam. Yeah, give me one more.
As much as you want. Here is Buckle Up.
All right, that's a little sample of Gigaton. That's the new Pearl Jam. Dua Lipa. That she's got a song in the top 10 that I love. It's not right in front of me, so I don't remember
she
the
can't
name.
Help but dance to. Yeah, right?
I can't. This is the one.
This album here.
What's say that again?
That is on this album. That,
all right, so this is our second album. It's called Future Nostalgia. Dua Lipa. Let's hear some more stuff off of this. Yep.
You know what I wanted to do? I forgot to tell you about this. This is actually one of our board ops, Eddie Baller.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Sure, Eddie.
His boy, I guess, released something and he's featured on one of the tracks. It's actually just an instrumental. So
he walks around carrying either his little ukulele or he'll have like a guitar with him.
Exactly.
I would love Eddie the board op is on this track. What's the name of the artist?
This is Fisticuts.
Oh, Fisticuts. Mm-hmm. All right.
And by the way, he may be a board op, but Eddie is working hard to become the next Mike Lightning. He wants to be a DJ.
Yeah.
here it is. This is, I think, his uke on it. So it's just a beat, and I think that this, you could totally rap over it or sing over it,
Yeah, come on. That's funny because I know I'm not in time with the music. Because of the delay from my house to the studio.
Oh, but we want to hear you rap. Feel free.
No, it's not happening.
Oh, we'd love to.
I'd love to hear you rap. I think we'd all love that. Anybody wants to jump in and free flow, now's your chance.
No, I don't.
That's fun to hear. It's fun to hear him play it, though. That's awesome.
Way to go, Eddie.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you loved that we pulled today? Because we're late at this point.
5 Seconds of Summer, they're cool.
Yeah, 5 Seconds of Summer.
Super in love with
this,
them, but
this is their fourth album. It's called Calm.
And here's Teeth.
You want to do another one?
Yeah, sure.
Squeeze one in here.
This next one is called Old Me. And then when I got on, I can
keep it up. Sheesh. That was surprising. All right, there you go. That's the new 5 Seconds of Summer record. Sounds like it's called Calm. It's their fourth album, and that's about as far as we're going to get with the new music today. We just have a lot on our plate these days. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, I'm gonna tell you a couple stories that'll make you angry. Then I've got some really good news, and then stuff that's completely not related to any of the other stuff we're dealing with after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.